our minds wander. And they go everywhere. Place you're working, last conversation you have with your wife, the last book you've read. The mind can be almost anywhere while you're praying. This is why my notes tell me to tell you, remind yourself during prayer, because our minds, shall I call them wild animals? It only be for a moment, here and there, while you're praying, I repeat, remind yourself with whom and to whom you are speaking. Now we ask, why is vocal prayer of the essence of being a true Christian and for us a true Catholic? God wants us to pray not only as living human beings, but as members of society. Whenever we pray, it may be all alone in a room, we know millions, scores of millions of people are praying with us. We are not only, I repeat, praying as individuals, we are praying as members of society. And most vocal prayers we've memorized or used are vocal precisely because millions of other believers are reciting those same prayers. Whenever we pray, we are to pray not only as individuals, we are to pray as members of a society. All this needs to be said. None of us has yet been to heaven. We believe, however, the angels, the myriad of angels, sing and pray to God together. As Christ told us, remember this, he told us, where two or three or 20 and 30 are gathered together, I am there specially in the midst of them. The more people pray together, the more our faith tells us God is more intimately present to a number of people, hear it, though he is present to every one of us individually. God himself is a society, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God could have created us as lone individuals. Each of us could have an island to ourselves. And God in his wisdom created us as a society. When we pray, it is very important for families to pray together. Over the years of teaching, I have never begun a class without having the class recite a prayer with me. Again, why vocal prayer? In order to pray corporately, we are to be not only gathered together in one place, we are to corporately join with others. The divinely ordained reason for us gathering as a group is to remind all of us we are a society modeled, if you please, on the most holy Trinity. God Himself is not a single individual. God Himself is a society. When we pray with others, they are to be with us and be with them, not only physically or corporately. They are to be with others in spirit. And this is most important. We are to pray together in order to stay together, to love each other, to be patient with one another. One more reason why we are to pray together. Because we need graces not only as individuals for ourselves, we need graces, oh, how desperately parishes, the United States, need God's collective grace. I know Catholics will travel on Sundays 20, 30 and more miles by car to assist at Mass where they can be united with God and not distracted by, what shall I call it, the homemade movie which in one Catholic church after another, what should be the Mass is a collective act of assumedly a pious society. How do we improve our practice of collective vocal prayer? As with prayer in general, so the subject of vocal prayer is treated at length by all the great masters of the spiritual life. Of this treasury of wisdom, certain practical recommendations have been provided. They are useful means for improving our vocal prayer. We are to pray vocally by praying with others and praying with others whom we love. Vocal collective prayer has one important purpose: to strengthen our selfless love of those with whom we pray, as we say, collectively. There are 1,000 vocal prayers. We should memorize certain vocal prayers, and I'll make you a recommendation. Give this serious thought before the end of the retreat and after the retreat is over. Ask yourself before God, what groups you belong to, including, of course, your families, in which you can pray together. I know wealthy owners of large companies that have their personnel pray together every day. And I assure you, these wealthy owners or the people are pious kooks. All the years in teaching class, we always began with a prayer. How we need to cultivate the practice of the prayer we're talking about, the practice of this prayer with others. Hear it. We must pray with others in order that both they and we might receive the grace of God. Oh, our families need to hear this. Clearly, collective prayer. We are mainly speaking about vocal prayer. Should be recited in the company of others. One last recommendation. Understand what you are saying when you pray. When we pray, we should be thinking. You may be surprised. This is a recommendation of St. Ignatius to us personally and those whom we are teaching. Take time out to reflect, think about, read writings, including books, on the vocal prayers you are reciting, because a vocal prayer should be an understood prayer. We don't, in vocal prayer, do a lot of thinking of the meaning of the words we are reciting. But thinking through what we will recite vocally, I repeat, is indispensable for praying in such a way as to obtain from God the graces we are praying for vocally. We'll close with a short prayer. Lord Jesus, you taught your disciples how to pray vocally. Grant us the grace to pray with our body, to pray with our soul. Show me, dear Lord, how to glorify your name here on earth, not just with my heart, with my lips in vocal prayer. My total hope is I shall glorify you in heaven. In heaven after the last day, not only with my soul, but with my body, for all eternity. Amen. And in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois, 60641, or phone 773-267-1195.